Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're here to make it great. It is 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hour number two begins. And I want to make sure that you have your code word to win Rock the Country tickets. Two-day tickets to next month's big outdoor festival, May 9th and 10th at Florida Horse Park in Ocala. And that is going to be a great show featuring Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., and more. All you have to do is text the word HANK to 20357, and you'll be in the running for a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country. That's HANK, H-A-N-K, text HANK to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And tomorrow, I believe we'll have another code word. We'll do it again with another pair. So chances of winning just keeps on coming. It was on this date, legendary musician and megawatt star Prince.
Wow.
Passed away.
Wow.
Did he go back to Prince? Is that the deal? Or remember, yeah, he was this, yeah, used this symbol for the artist formerly known as Prince?
Yeah.
It got a little complicated.
It really did.
It's like, come on, man.
Keep it simple, dude.
Yeah. Keep it purple, brother.
Yes.
And now he was talented.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no doubt. And he died, yep, too young. He's 57.
Yep.
And guess what, you know, was behind it? Huh? Fentanyl, anybody?
Yep.
Yep. That was back when it wasn't, people weren't quite as aware,
right,
as they became later. Yep. But, yeah. He had like 30 albums, 7 Grammy Awards, a 40-year career, and he was found dead in his Paisley Park, Minnesota home and recording studio. Oh, did I say the year? The year that, yeah, Prince died? 2016.
See, in some ways it doesn't feel
it
that
seems
long.
Longer to me. I don't know,
yeah,
why.
But not as long to me.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been a while, but it's not even been 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
yeah,
everybody will have a different kind of perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to party like it's 1999, right?
Yeah.
That was so weird when you hear that song. You're like, yeah, it wasn't. The song was written in 1999, was, you know, into the future.
Future, yeah. And then. Like, then it was played.
Wow.
Then it was kind of played as a retro song. You know, like we really partied then.
Yeah. And now it's played like in elevators.
Yeah.
In some shopping center.
Oh, don't remind us. The instrumental versions.
The Border Star, Tom Homan, was on ABC's This Week. And it was concerning Senator Chris Van Hoser traveling to El Salvador. And Jonathan Carl was questioning Tom Homan, and, you know, said, look, obviously the senator got a chance to meet with him, mm-hmm, but he had to travel to El Salvador to get any information. Does that concern you? I mean, these are people sent by the United States, and not even a U.S. senator in this case could get any information about his whereabouts or the condition of his incarceration without actually going down and making the trip to El Salvador himself. And Homan said, well, he obviously knew his whereabouts because he went down there to see him. And he says, but you know what bothers me more than that is a U.S. senator traveled to El Salvador on taxpayer money to meet with an MS-13 gang member, a public safety threat, a terrorist. I mean, in the meantime, the day before he traveled, an illegal alien was arrested for murder, was released to the streets rather than honoring an ICE detainer in his very own state.
Imagine that.
Wow. Mm. What concerns me is Van Hoser never went to the border the last 4 years under Joe Biden, when he had a 600% increase in sex trafficking in women and children.
Wow.
You have a record number of known inspected terrorists crossing the border. You had 250,000 Americans die from fentanyl overdose because of the open border. You had over 4,000 illegal aliens died making that journey, which is a historic record. What shocks me is he's remained silent on the travesty that happened on the southern border. Many people died. Thousands of people died. I met with hundreds of angel moms and dads who buried their children that were murdered by illegal aliens. How many angel moms and dads that, you know, has he met in his own state, the state of Maryland? That's what concerns me. Wow. So, of course, you know, Jonathan Carl then pivots over to, well, he says he's done this because the issue here is due process, and it's following a court order that you know, the Supreme Court has said that the administration needs to facilitate his return and have a chance at due process. And in home and said, look, I think I understand the facilitate, but he's also in the custody. He's a citizen and a national of that country. Mm-hmm. So El Salvador would certainly have to cooperate in that. But again, I'm out of the loop. I'm not an attorney. I'm not litigating this. You know, we'll do whatever the law says we have to do. But I think I stand by the fact. I think we did the right thing here. We removed a public safety threat, a national security threat, a violent gang member from the United States. ICE intelligence says he's MS-13. Confidential information says he's MS-13. The country of El Salvador says he's MS-13. I think he's exactly where he should be.
I think there's a pattern there.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
They picked the wrong guy to be their poster child.
Yes.
That's clear. And even Van Hoser finally kind of caught on to that. So he went on ABC's This Week on Sunday and said that his most recent trip to El Salvador was not about defending Garcia, but about defending the due process.
Then why would you have to leave the country to defend due process? That principle, that process, in his view, is supposed to be happening here, not down there in another country with a citizen of that country in which our Supreme Court has no power there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Again, if Van Hoser actually cared about the illegal immigration issue at all, you know, maybe we would be talking about this because there would be illegals here to, you know, beat their wives and be involved in trafficking of humans, possibly, and, you know, all the other things. You know, maybe that would be occurring. Maybe you wouldn't have a lot of angel moms and dads who've buried loved ones who died at the hands of illegals. But no, Van Hoser stood back, just like all the other Democrats did, and allow our borders to become overrun and flooded because of the executive actions of Joe Biden when he first took office. They knew what the side effects were going to be. They didn't give a damn when 250,000 Americans died from fentanyl. They didn't care when people were being sex trafficked to much greater numbers than in previous years. They didn't care. And they quite frankly don't care when innocent citizens of the U.S. are murdered at the hands of illegals who shouldn't be here. They simply don't care.
No.
And it's obvious, and it's based on all of their actions, especially over the 4 years under the Biden administration. It's painfully clear. You know that yesterday was the anniversary of the Columbine shootings. That was back in 1999.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Now that is, yeah. And with the recent shooting at, you know, FSU.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pro-trans protesters deface statues of women. Not sure why. Oh, they're women that fought for women's rights.
Oh, real women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So deface the statues. Nice work. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky. Ooh. Kind of fancy pants little opening there,
a little
huh?
spacey kind of, wasn't
wow.
it?
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Hopefully feel better as we start this new week fresh. Coming off a wonderful, what I hope for everybody was a wonderful Easter holiday. All right, you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in. Doesn't matter. It could be something big. It could be something very, very small. But if it's irritating you, if it's bugging you, we want to hear about it. 877-975-9825. I've got one.
Me too.
If I can get it off my chest.
Go for it.
All right. Driving to and from the Tampa Bay area, pleasantly surprised that Saturday wasn't as bottlenecked and crazy as many Saturdays have been.
Right.
And I thought with the holiday it was going to be bad, but it wasn't too bad. But what I noticed on the way there and really on the way back were the folks who camp out in the left lane. And, you know, sometimes it's just people who are not very bright, or they do it on purpose to be jerks or whatever. But I think I know in the vast majority what it is. And in 99% of the cars that I had to work to get around of, me and all the other traffic,
right,
is they're on their phones.
Oh.
They're not just their phone up to their ear. They're staring at their phones. Now, some maybe for directions, but I don't understand that because you're on an interstate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pretty much have at least a good general idea where you're going.
And if you've got a maps program, it will talk to you.
Yeah, but I think it's worse than that. I think people are either reading and sending text or watching movies or something. And it's a super, like, chilling feeling knowing that this person truly is not paying attention. And on top of it, camped out in the left lane. And I mean really not paying attention. And yes, that is definitely bugging me.
That's a little scary, too.
Yeah.
If the percentage was that high, that's not good.
Let's go to Evan. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Morning, guys. You know, I hope you guys had a great Easter holiday. What's bugging me this morning is, you know, coming into work here on the news, there was a shooting at the Easter egg hunt, and you know, that really, really gets to me. That, you know, with all the problems going on in the world, you know, these people can't put their guns down for one day, one holiday that's supposed to be about the kids, and they have to ruin an event like that. And that really eats at my heart, and it's really bugging me. God bless you guys. God bless America. God bless Trump.
Yeah, God bless you. And yeah, it's like, really, it's nothing is sacred, I guess, basically. Yeah. Like, nothing is sacred anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, Greg, what's bugging you?
Well, I got one, and it pops up every once in a while. We were watching, kind of binging on our new series, and you and I had talked about it. It's called The Residence. It's about the White House. I can't stand when a writer has a profanity crutch. In other words, it's like, okay, I'm not easily offended by profanity, okay? I get it. That's how some people talk. That's fine. But when you are supposed to be a creative writer and you're writing these characters, and in this case, I'm telling you, 80 or 90% of the cast, for some reason, no matter what position they're in, they're the president, they're a butler, they're anything in between, it's like F-bombs every other sentence. You can tell the same person wrote it just by the fact that this is their favorite word in the whole world. And it's like, everybody doesn't talk that way all the time.
Yeah.
It is, for me, it's a distraction because I'm thinking about the writer and I'm enjoying the show, but it's like, dude, everybody doesn't talk like that all the time.
Yes, a certain character or two, or if you're in,
sure,
like,
yeah,
if it's a prison show.
Yes.
But this is the White House, not to say any of those people are good or anything, but
right.
The language when it's used, like, across the board, like, everybody really has a potty mouth. Yeah, I can see how that just kind of wears on you. And it becomes, you know, it's diluted, it's watered down, it starts to be less and less. And it's just, it's unneeded.
Well, it's a distraction to the character because there's no way that every one of them talk that way literally every other sentence.
Right. Let's go to Hollywood. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment about the whole language thing. You know, I've been in the film and TV industry for about 40 years now, and as an actor and an acting coach, and I would always tell my students in my acting classes that they would have to express themselves in a way that left out profanity, and it always surprised them. Of course, back in the day, you could watch TV on the networks and series and things like that, and you wouldn't have all that language problem. And I would tell them, say, you're going to have to, if you're on a set, on a movie or a TV show, and you use that kind of language, they're going to have to bring you back in to do voiceovers and edit out that filthy language. Unfortunately, it's not that way today. So, love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
Good to hear from you, Hollywood. Let's go to Knucklehead. What's bugging you?
Well, just a little bug. How about Case International Harvester shutting down a $35 billion industry in agriculture and leaving the country? What can I say? See ya.
Wow. I'm going to have to pick that story up. You think it would be the opposite. Hangman, what's bugging you?
Yeah, back to your point. Man, I've seen all kinds of people, you know, driving around on their phones, eating, doing whatever. But the other day, this lady was doing 30 in a 45, and I'm behind her, and they're all honking at me. Nothing I could do. Finally, I was able to get around her, and that woman was on a doggone laptop.
I guess we shouldn't be shocked. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that Hunter Biden can get $500,000 for a piece of art, but his pops, Joe Biden, can only get $300K for a speech. When I think about Hunter Biden, like, doing art, I picture, like, an up-in-smoke, coke-induced, like, painting session where he's flinging paint at this canvas. So it's like, a Marc Chagall painting. So it bugs me that he's out-earning his dad.
Anything. Well, yeah. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Arizona Democrat governor vetoes a bill ending police cooperation with ICE. Details coming up next, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And whenever you hear us talking about something, you're like, oh, man, I need to call in. You need to have the number. The Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines number. That is 877-975-9825. So they're still at it. They've seen the polls. I'm talking about left of center leaders. The American people want dangerous illegals to go. You know, you can split hairs about, you know, this and that, but anyone that's involved in criminal activity, almost everybody agrees, even most Democrats, they've got to go. They've got to go. And why would a governor want to prevent them from going? In other words, I would rather subject my constituents to an increased level of danger, and it is, by not deporting these people. And even many members of your own party, especially if any of them have been convicted of crime, they want them gone. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about ones that are in jail specifically. So they haven't been perfect little, folks since they, you know, climbed the fence. Left-wing Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed a bill. This was passed by the state legislature. And basically it requires that local and state law that they cooperate with the feds. Otherwise, you know, you're like a sanctuary city. and you're letting what could be bad, dangerous, violent, illegals, you know, out because you don't want to cooperate. How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
The Republican-led legislature passed a bill that outlawed local jurisdictions from passing ordinances that would prevent local police with working with federal immigration authorities. In other words, to make sure that, you know, these little places here that want to be sanctuary cities, let's make sure they can't do that. Because where do you think all the quote-unquote bad people would end up going, knowing that, hey, they're basically going to get a free pass? So the bill required locals to cooperate on immigration detainers and inform federal officials about immigrants being held in custody or those that are about to be released from jails and prisons. Supporters of the bill said the measures needed to help the federal government have a safer and far more orderly system of taking foreign criminals into custody for deportation. In other words, if ICE knows there's a bad guy, okay, and they're looking for him, it is so much better and safer for everyone, including the agents, whatever population, whatever people are in the area. It is so much safer for the local authorities to just let ICE come to the jail and pick them up. I mean, think about it. That's the easiest way to do it without possible harm to anyone around. If they've got to bust down doors and do a raid to get the same criminal because the locals let him out, that's going to endanger other lives, including the enforcement officers, and it's completely unnecessary if the local authorities would just cooperate. But this Arizona Democrat governor, remember, you know, most Democrats even agree. They're violent criminals. Yeah, please get rid of them. They're for it. So what are these people doing in these positions, this governor, Katie Hobbs?
No logic being applied anywhere here on their part.
No. It is an ideology that they're not willing to even bend on to say, oh, we like open borders, so this is what we're going to do. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's no logic to it. It's just they've decided. And again, it's not the average person who keeps their head down and they're working and they're staying out of trouble. These are the ones that end up in jail for some reason. You're going to let them back out, have a DUI and run into a family and kill them all? You're going to let them back out and they're going to continue something else or escalate the level of violence they're capable of?
You mean like has happened before?
Exactly.
So there's examples of why this is a bad policy.
Yeah. Hobbs, the governor, veto runs contrary to polls showing that voters are increasingly leaning towards stricter immigration policies. And polls show that 63% of Arizonans support Proposition 314, a measure that would criminalize entering the state illegally. Another poll last year found that a strong majority felt that the U.S. had lost control over the border under Biden. I just don't understand why did they vote for, a Democrat, a left-leaning Democrat at that, for their governor.
Yeah.
All right. So that, you know, again, counterproductive, counterintuitive, lacking logic, and downright dangerous to your own constituents. It really is crazy. Bill Maher, during a recent real-time broadcast, you know, the HBO host, scolded the Democrats for putting unserious people out front in the fight against President Donald Trump and said that neither AOC nor Bernie Sanders should be the Democrat nominee in 2028.
Oh, man.
He discouraged that people like AOC and Bernie Sanders are the ones drawing big Democrat crowds and even shook his head at the pointlessness of Senator Cory Booker's 25-hour filibuster on the floor in the U.S. Senate. And he was even asked about that, getting the big crowds. He says, yeah, they're going around the country. And one guy in the audience started clapping before he clearly was done. And he said, oh, there's the same guy. I call him the always wrong guy.
Oh.
That's Bill Maher. Yep.
That's good.
But I feel like the big crowds, these shiny objects that the Democrats chase, is not about the big crowds that come out when you're talking at a festival or wherever they are. Because I think Bernie showed up at Coachella. That must have been real fun for the fans.
Yeah, he did. They weren't impressed.
Yeah. No. It's who shows up on election day, and you just don't see that's the ticket. He said, I mean, Cory Booker from my home state of New Jersey made a speech for 25 hours. Again, just, well, but he goes on to explain something in a way that's hard to make radio friendly.
Not radio friendly? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And, well, they're just, stroking each other's egos.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Maher even put the question directly to his guest, Democrat Senator Tina Smith, and asked who the 2028 Democrat nominee should be. Says, you don't really think AOC should be the candidate. Senator Smith demurred from the question and said it wasn't her job to pick Democrat nominees.
Wow.
And Maher said, oh, it's mine? And it's not. It shouldn't be her. It should be her, referring to AOC. And he's, he's been pretty tough on the Dems for a while now. One time, I remember a strange incident perpetuated by Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she covered her face with a folder during a visit to the White House. And he pointed her out, Maher did, and said, we need a better Democrat than that.
Mm.
No, Bill. Those people are awesome.
Yeah.
More Bernie, more AOC. Hide behind your folder, Governor Whitmer.
The socialist and the bartender on tour.
Yeah. That's your ticket.
Yeah.
That's your ticket. Support it. Go for it. Send them every dollar you have. Yep. Hey, I got your code word. I'll give it to you in just a minute in the next break in case you haven't gotten it already. Put you in the running for a couple of tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock and Hank Jr. Hang on for that. It's 7:45. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Happy, happy, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Monday, and we're here to make it great. You betcha. Hey, this will make it great. How about if you had a couple of tickets for Rock the Country? I can make it happen. Text the word Hank, H-A-N-K, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets for Rock the Country, We the People, coming to Ocala, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. And this is going to be a fantastic show. And there are two different kinds of tickets available. Two-day tickets, $139 each. General admission plus tickets are $289 each. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com, but if you want a chance to win them, text the word Hank, H-A-N-K, Hank, to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Top story, Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. The Vatican announcing this at 7:35 their time. And 7:35 in the morning, their time, entire life dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church, according to Cardinal Kevin Farrell. In an announcement, he taught us to live the values of the gospel with faithfulness, courage, and universal love, especially for the poorest and most marginalized. On a personal note, I'm not trying to be, nasty when someone passes, and clearly he was a leader for a lot of people.
Sure.
I just was not all that supportive of his take on borders and migrants. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like it that, migration should be fettered in any way. And he is entitled to that thought. However, this comes from, a man who lives his life as the pontiff, surrounded by a huge wall and guarded by many.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, a little less on the world views and maybe more internal spiritual healing that people may need.
Well, maybe we can hope that we'll get somebody maybe a little more Pope John Paul II-esque.
There you go.
If you will.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the message of love.
Sure.
But you know, if you're going to incorporate the word love in there, like in America, we love to have a semblance of freedom. We also really love to feel somewhat safe. Mm-hmm. And the open border mentality diminishes both for us.
Right.
LGBTQ plus activist defaced a feminist statue in London on Saturday. Now, wait a second. A feminist statue. So everybody who's a part of this group, lesbian?
Yeah.
I guess gay, I think that more connotates male, does it? Because L's covered the lesbian part.
Yeah.
B, bi, T, trans, whatever. What I'm trying to say is a lot of the people that would, you know, say they're involved in that group, which, again, is a misnomer because there's no such thing. It's not a group.
No.
Let's go to the LGBTQ club.
They've got a lot of different views and goals. And
the only thing they have in common is that they're not living a traditional heterosexual lifestyle. That's the only thing they have in common, that their lifestyle is different. But they don't have anything necessarily more in common with the people that are a different letter of the alphabet than them. But anyway, the point is, what is your point? You're defacing a feminist statue. But feminist went to work, went to war in some cases to fight so that women could be treated equally, not as second-class citizens. How could you not root for that?
Because somehow you think that you getting your attention and rights and equality can be better served by trying to deface or take someone else's away? Doesn't seem to work that way.
Well, and the very fact that women do have equal rights, maybe not everywhere in the world, but certainly, well, where they're tearing these statues down, they do. In other words, that's all you want is equal. You want to be treated equally, regardless of your gender.
Well, it kind of started that way, maybe. It was kind of like you have to not beat us up. Then it turned into, well, you know, you have to at least accept. And now it's if you're not on board, full in with everything of their agenda, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah. And look, a big factor in this is a lot of people, I think, are like, live and let live. And
sure,
yeah, if you look different, dress different, and you want to rent this house, it would be wrong based on just that to say, you know, I don't want to rent to you. Same thing with a job.
Right.
We all get that. We're all on board with that. The one area is we don't want someone who's a biological male to compete with biological women.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
It's
they fought for those rights to have their own teams and independence and rights to vote and all those things.
Right. In what they called an emergency demonstration, thousands of radical gender ideologues took to the streets of the United Kingdom capital calling for trans liberation. Participants carried placards reading, "Trans women are real women, and biology is not binary." I mean, you know, if you want to rewrite biology books, and they wouldn't be true, though.
Just because you say it or write it or want it or
Here
you go. Just because you feel it doesn't make it real.
According to one local paper, at least two statues outside of Parliament were vandalized during the demonstration, and including one that was honoring suffragette and feminist icon Millicent Fawcett. And somebody scrawled, not very nice little term there, but yeah. They fought for the rights of people who were being mistreated, but now you hate them. Much more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.